Associated Construction.
Oh, hi, Mark. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm good. I was just calling because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something's going on with the card we have on file.
The Attorney General made a mistake. No, it's got something going on, huh? Yeah.
Oh.
What they had done, and there should be, is it still having problems now?
Well, it's just saying insufficient funds, so I don't know if the card is good and it's just low on funds or if there's something else going on, but it's just saying insufficient funds.
Yeah, they don't give information out. What happened was they froze the account because they messed up, but anyways, they got it straight now, but it takes a few days to get it, because I signed all the stuff with the child support division because, you know, and so we got all that straight, what was the problem, and now it's just the process of, I guess, paperwork, but then Thanksgiving hit, and they take a good time, I guess. But, yeah, that's the account that y'all take out of. I got checks that I can't even put in there. So I'm fixing to call it.
Oh. Yeah, that's hard. That's really hard. I get it. So there's not another card you could use in the meantime, is there?
Do you have a card, your card on you that might be there? Yeah, what is it, 149?
Yes, it's 149.
Okay, yeah, my daughter is going to pay for it on hers.
Okay.
Real quick, if you give me a second, she's going to grab her car. Oh, it's
okay.
Messed me up. It has just messed me up. I tried to tell them what you've done and the mistakes y'all made. Is got me way behind on all my bills and stuff. I can't put checks in there.
Yeah.
To, you know, come out of my account. So I'm getting everything paid, putting money in my daughter's account and then paying that way. And so I'm glad you called because I got your deal, but I was going to call this morning and see.
Yeah.
Okay. Here, baby, you do. It's your card. Can you? My daughter is Kelsey. She could talk with you.
Okay, yeah, I'll update it with her, and then I'll also put a note on here that she's authorized on the account. Now, one thing I want to let you know, Mark, is that when I put her card in, it's going to erase the card that we have on here now. So next month, it will automatically bill to her. So if you want to use her card as a one-time payment, I can take it from her and process it. And then if you have a card, we can go back in and put the other one on file for next month. So it's just, you know, up to you. If you want to just continue to give her the money and keep it on her card, then that's great. We can leave it as is. If not, we'll go back in and update your card after we put her card in.
No, leave it as is. It's a one-time payment because
okay.
I don't want her to do it.
No, but do you understand what I'm saying? When I put her card in, it's going to erase the card ending in 7516. So I have to go back in after we process and put that card back on file. So
okay. Do
you have it on you now so that after we process with Chelsea, we can put yours back on file?
Yeah, you can put that card back on, but I don't think I have it on.
Yeah, just to let you know, our system is VeriSign secured, so it has the number blocked out other than the last four digits. So it's not like I can just, you know, put it on a side note and then after we process, put it back in. I don't know what the other digits are. I only have 7516.
Okay.
But we don't have to do that today. I mean, we can take Chelsea's information and update the payment. And then if you needed, you know, to get to the card or something, you could always call me back later and we can get put the other card back on file as long as we did it before January 1st.
Oh, yeah. No, most definitely.
Okay, so then let me talk to Chelsea and we'll at least get this one squared away for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. Have a
If I go ahead and get moved up a little bit, and then it's got that A1, it got the crook, but is there any way I can get bumped up? Because I know I'm number 3, like, in there.
So the best thing that you could do to help you achieve a higher placement is to work on getting some more 5-star reviews on Google. So you have a 5-star rating, you have one review posted, but you haven't had anything fresh posted since July. So when the search engines determine which companies place in, you know, first, second, or third, they look at length of time that you've been in business, reviews if you have them, presence in the community, and then web presence. So I'm going to send you a review generator email, and it will help you get some more fresh 5-star ratings on Google, okay?
Okay, another thing I have, okay, for years, Jane's Asphalt Paving has been on the top of that list for years, and it's not even, really to be honest, it's not even a company anymore, it's another company, but that can't be taken off or moved down?
No. No, the only way it could is if the owner of the business requested from Google to have it come down, but it doesn't come down in and of itself. And I've seen this happen before where there's a business that's been an upstanding business in the community for 30 years and they have the strongest, presence locally, so they're ranking on the first page, and then people will tell me they're not even in business. Why are they ranking on the first page? Well, when a business has that strong of a presence, Google recognizes it as a trusted business in the community, which is why it's ranking. So over time, it will come down if they're not in business, because in order to stay on the first page, Google changes the algorithms daily. So when you acquire our services or if you have a marketing company or someone else doing it, that will go in there daily and update the information and refresh the data. That's how we ensure that a company never falls off the first page. So even for a company with very strong standings like that, over time, if nobody's updating the Google My Business profile in accordance with the new algorithm updates, eventually it will start slipping and it will affect the rankings of that business.
Okay, well, where I was going to go with that is I've been running that company for all the years, and it's a total different name. Whenever I was running that company, we went from James Asphalt Pavement is James Pavement Services, and so anyway, what I'm saying is that's me. You know, we've been in business. You know, remember I told you we switched over. Me and my brother branched off.
Okay.
Anyway. Okay, well, you answered my question. It was just when you said that, that we are. And I am that business, basically. So JPS is taking that over because I was running that. So.
Okay. Makes sense. What's the name of that business again?
It's on there is Jane Asphalt Paving.
Okay. I'm just going to put a note in here. Paving.
Number 2 is A1 striping.
Yes.
Chris McCarty.
Yeah.
He's a crook, one thing, but that guy, he doesn't even, he's not even a contractor in Huntsville or anything. He works out of Houston, but he put paving contractor on there now. He's not even a paving contractor. But is he use Google Flash or what is, how's he even in there? Because he's never, he's in and he's out. He's in and he's out, but he's always above me.
Yeah, we wouldn't be working with him because we only work with one company per category per area to ensure that the one client we work with gets the maximum phone calls. But he could be working with another company, or he could be working or have a marketing person that he pays an annual salary to that does the optimization for him, but he's not working with us. I don't see him up there right now. Do you know, what did you type in? I put in asphalt paving for Huntsville, and he's not coming up. You said his name is A1, right?
If you look up, the first one would be James Asphalt. Are you looking at it?
Well, what did you put in? Did you put in asphalt paving? Oh, paving contract. Let me try that. I'm going to modify the keyword, paving contractor.
Because he's not a paving contractor. He's never in there, and now he is. And he's above me.
Is he A-top seal coating?
Yeah. A-top seal coating, and on the side now he put, I think, asphalt contract or paving contractor. He didn't even do paving.
Interesting. That's interesting.
And he's above me.
Somebody optimized his business to come up under paving contractor. So I don't know who did that, but it's very interesting to me that he's even ranking above you because he doesn't even have a website.
He has
a 5-star rating and a phone number, and that's it. Actually, he doesn't even have a phone number on there. He just has directions. Isn't that weird?
He's
so,
a crook. He's a gypsy. He runs all over. He's not even in business.
That's why his phone number isn't published on here. Maybe Google's already onto it, because here's what I'm thinking. Even if somebody sees him up there, they have no way to contact him because there's no website on here and there's no phone number on here. So for you, I think you don't have to worry about it in any way, shape, or form, because we're in an instant gratification type of a world. If somebody needs a paving contractor and they see a listing up there with no phone number, guess what? They're going to call the next one that does have a phone number, which happens to be you, you know? So this isn't affecting you at all because his phone number is not published, and I think it's not published for a reason. Maybe Google has already determined, because perhaps he's creating duplicate listings. Like you said, he's out of Houston. He's not even out of Huntsville. And maybe he's having all of this unethical practices going on. So maybe that's why they took his phone number off. Because I've never actually seen a Google business profile without a phone number on there, because that makes no sense, you know, unless they're out of business or something. But you said he's in business. He's just a crook.
Yeah.
So thank you for making me aware of it. I put some notes in here so the technicians can kind of, you know, look at it once we get the account up to speed. So I think the game plan for now is just, you know, take that one-time payment from Chelsea, send those technicians the notes, and on your end, I sent you the review generator email. So start using that right away to get some more 5-star ratings here and there that will help you, okay?
I will. Yeah, I got million customers and stuff that I can.
Yeah, and I always recommend to space it out. Let's say that you have, you know, 50 emails of past and present clients. Rather than sending that email to 50 past clients and then getting in, you know, 10 5-star ratings overnight, sometimes that looks suspicious. You know, why did this guy not have any reviews since July and all of a sudden he has 5 in one day, right? So I always tell people, if you have a database of past clients, maybe send out just a handful of these emails each week so that you get one or two positive reviews here and there spaced out over time, that will help you, and you look much more credible to not only a potential client, but also to the search engines.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's fine.
Okay.
I'm going to take care of this account stuff going on. So I'll get that straight.
No problem. We'll get that squared away for now so that, you know, everything will stay active, and then, you know, you have a little bit of time to kind of, you know, get things straightened out with your bank.
Okay, well, I sure appreciate it. Yeah, Kelsey, she's going to talk to you just to get that payment.
Okay. Hi, Chelsea.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good.
So, do me a favor. How does your name read on that card?
It's K-E-L-S-E-Y.
Oh, it's Kelsey. Okay. Hi, Kelsey. Kelsey. Okay. And the last name?
B-U-R-C-H.
Okay. And then the billing address, please?
159B.
Mm-hmm.
Cotton Road.
Got it.
Huntsville, Texas, 77340.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the card number?
4005.
Okay.
7014.
Got it.
0038.
Uh-huh.
8872.
Okay, expiration?
1125.
And the code on the back?
052.
Okay, so let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. And then I let your dad know that this card that I just put in erased the former card that we have on file. So what you just paid has you paid in full till January 1st, but if he forgets to call back to put the other card back on file, it will automatically renew on this one. So you don't have his other card on you now, right? I think he said that he had to get it, right?
I'm going to get with the bank and get all
And get a whole new one, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get them straight, taking their money out of that account. Like I said, it's been a mess. I'm getting it all straightened out.
Okay. I'm going to push the next billing out to January 5th anyway. That way you'll get a full month. And if there's any modifications with the card and you want to call us even after New Year's, you can do that as long as it's before the 5th, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you guys are all good to go, and thank you so much for updating that also, Chelsea, and have a really great rest of your week to both of you, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.